This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Hour number two. Good to have you with us right here on a Tuesday afternoon. Back to work and everything in between. I'll take you up until 4 o'clock. Doc is out today on some personal business. And I am with you until 4 o'clock, working from the home studio, a little bit under the weather. Didn't want to get everybody sick. AMAC is back with us in the DC Half Street Studios. Be nice to him when you call in 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Or if you want to send me a message on social media, as so many have already, at WrestleMania621 on Twitter, X, or Twix, whatever you want to call it. James Graham says, hockey has a unique edge in that so many players from are from the top six countries that you can have a tournament with 4 to 6 countries, nations, and have both relatively fair teams, competitive at least, and have a big percentage of the NHL stars featured across those teams. No other sport has that balance. That's a really good point. There's no doubt that you can have more than two teams. I mean, in this case, I can't think of a situation, I could be wrong, where you would have all NBA players and enough NBA high-quality players to fill out more than what? How many teams? I mean, France, obviously, USA. Would you have enough high-quality players to fill out Canada? To fill out... Yeah, I mean, the NHL is doing it with Sweden and Finland, not even Russia, okay? I mean, I think the only format that would probably work without me exactly breaking it down, again, is USA versus the world, right? And if it's the world, are you going to have the same international pride and headstrong conviction that you see in the NHL Four Nations? Right, so you get it with the Olympics because we're not talking about fielding all-star-only teams, right? There's a bunch of players from France that are not NBA all-stars that are on the French Olympic team, and they just fight their ass off. It's their big showcase, right? So if we're talking about this replacing the all-star game, well, again, how the NHL is doing it is you've got all these all-stars, right? And there are really good players that are not included in this. Again, the Norris Trophy winner, not included until now when he's an injury replacement, might not even play. No Capitals, right? Nobody's saying that the NHL system is perfect by any stretch. But can it even be, can what has worked so successfully here, I think, for the NHL and their Four Nations face-off, which I didn't really care about, and I still don't. I mean, this pisses people off. I don't walk around feeling like I'm a better person because Team USA wins in something. Like, it has nothing to do with me. Like, I'm either a good person or a bad person. I'm either a nice guy or a bad guy. I'm either a good host or a bad host. Like, nothing that happens in the Olympics, or, you know, except you have a rooting interest, I guess. But it doesn't do anything for me. But for those players to represent their home country, what team got eliminated last night? Was it Sweden or Finland? I think Finland was in the afternoon to Canada. Sweden last night. And Sweden beat Team USA, but they were eliminated. And Team USA was just playing out the string until Thursday night's championship. You know, like, it means something to them. It doesn't really mean anything to me, the viewer, the media person, the host, whatever. I mean, I talk about it because it's something to talk about. I watch it because it's something to watch. But I fell asleep the other night, Saturday night, right before the third period, USA, Canada. How did I fall asleep during that? I'm a huge hockey fan. I fell asleep. It doesn't mean anything, really, for me. Like, it means something for them, but it doesn't mean anything for me. Right? So in this case, we would be asking NBA All-Stars to say suit up for Team USA versus the world. Okay, so you're not necessarily directly representing your country. You're representing that you're not an American. And go win a tournament that doesn't have a gold medal and doesn't have the acclaim that comes with a gold medal. In this case, USA versus the world in the NBA as a replacement for the All-Star game, go in again, play with a bunch of dudes that you probably know, but you're not fellow countrymen with, right? You have some guys from Spain, you have some guys from France, you have some guys from Germany, you have some guys from wherever, Slovenia, wherever it might be, right? So I don't even know if in the NBA... And this is to James' point. I don't even know in the NBA if a format like this, where you would shut down the league for basically 2 weeks and have a round robin style world, you know, country versus country tournament, I don't even know if it would work like it does in the NHL. And that's James' point, is you have kind of the perfect setup in hockey, right? Do you have that in the NBA? I don't think so. Without being able to, again, sit, I just didn't do this, without being able to chart how to get an all-star team out of more than two countries, I just don't know if you have enough. I don't think you do. I don't think you do. So that is part of that problem, right? I mean, here's the deal. For me, this is just me. I can only speak for me. I would be totally fine if they just abolished it. But they're not going to because of the corporate dollars. They're not going to. Okay? But that's me, number one. Being that that's not going to happen, whatever they put out is whatever they put out. Right? I'm not more likely to watch it just because of the format. Maybe there is a format that would be intriguing. We had, you know, Jacques call up in hour number one and say, take away the three-pointer. Show us something different. Give us something different. Hey, man, this could be how basketball is. If we take away the three-point shot for one night, one game, and it forces everybody to play in the paint and around the basket and from within 12 feet, maybe that is enough to draw me in. I don't know. It's more than the current format, which was better than the previous format, but they all kind of suck. Right? So for me, I don't know what they can do to bring me back, to bring me in, to get me to care. And what the argument has become is not necessarily what they can do to bring the fans back. Yes, that's part of it, but what they can do to bring the player interest back. And that's the bigger issue is, again, you have Draymond Green, one of the most notable voices in the game. And whether you love Draymond or you don't, the fact of the matter is he's a notable voice and he's a notable figure and he's crushing the game. He's crushing the league, the event, the everything on their television partners. And that's with a new format. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones. Darius is in Waldorf on line two. Hey, Mac, let's get Darius aboard here on the Team 980. Darius, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on?
I just got two suggestions. I just think that they should do away with the All-Star Weekend, as you said, abolish it, and make it pretty much like a bye, like how the NFL, every team has that bye week.
Right.
Just let it be a two-week break just so everybody can kind of just rest up, because we really want to see the stars during the last stretch of the league, the last half of the league. We don't really stress the All-Star break, so they should just take that away and just have a criteria, name All-Stars, and give them a stipend.
But here's the problem with that, Darius, because while I agree with you, that would be the most logical thing to do, right? Again, how do they replace the value that that they give at these All-Star weekends to their corporate partners, which means a lot to the league? It doesn't mean anything to us, but like Starry spends millions and millions of dollars as a league sponsor. So they give them an event on Saturday night at the All-Star game, not to mention all the signage and all the mentions and all the extra commercials. If we shut down the league for a week and a half, whatever, they're not making any money. They're not getting any exposure. They're not getting any publicity.
I totally agree with you, but then that's where the marketing department of the NBA needs to step in and become creative and don't use the product or the players as the marketing piece. Because I do think there's other opportunities to be. Cause
well, what else are you supposed to use?
Other commercial.
But what are you supposed to use? I'm confused on that.
The reason I'm saying that is because at some point, the athletes that we call superstars or stars, they aren't marketable anymore. So at some point, they need to realize that they need to start either if they want to still do the All-Star game, make sure every team has a player from its team represented or something of that nature, just because you won't grow an All-Star game when you have two Celtics on the team, no Lakers players on the All-Star team. Like, it's brands out here that they're trying to do, and I get that corporate sponsors are paying for the event or trying to be seen. But when you're putting in money, and Draymond Green is definitely not the right person to make the statement, I agree with him. But I'm not saying he's not the one. He's never made an All-Star game, probably deservingly, on his own merits.
So
he's just speaking because he's trying to build his career after basketball,
right,
not per se why he's playing.
Well, I don't know how much he's got to do that, because people are always going to be interested in what he says because he's different. But I'm curious. To your point, okay, so if I understood correctly, one of the things you said was, hey man, play the game, but have like baseball where every team gets represented, meaning the Wizards had people there this weekend, and obviously they participated in the Rising Stars, and then the Rising Stars was folded into the actual All-Star game, so there was a little bit of that, and maybe that was an attempt on their end to do that. But your point, I think, was, and correct me if I'm wrong, is play a game in which we have expanded rosters in one representative from each team, so that you have 30 plus fan bases that at least have something on the line or of interest, and let them go at it as the next fix to the All-Star game. Meaning 15 versus 15, right? Two rosters of 15, like just for argument's sake, a player from each. Well, then the question becomes is, what do you do in the case of, again, the Boston Celtics, right? If we're going to limit it to one representative per team to make it fair, what do you do in the case of the Boston Celtics, who A, won a championship, and B, have two superstars? And most teams, most really good teams, have two superstars. What do you do then?
Just like the same thing, and if you ever played the game Musical Chairs, somebody don't get a seat when a song stops. Somebody might. Jaylen Brown felt slighted at some point versus Tatum for certain things. Sometimes you just don't make it.
Then you have some in-house acrimony too. You know, think about that.
Sometimes
think about that. I like that.
Somebody got to be the bigger dog.
All right. Okay. Good call, Eric. Appreciate you. Interesting idea. I didn't think about that one. I don't know if that would be enough to get me, but maybe if you had, again, one representative. What is there? AMAC, do you know, is there 30 NBA teams? I think there's 30.
Yeah, 30. NBA teams.
So if you had one representative from each team, just one, right? Because, I mean, you can't have rosters of 25. Nobody, there's just not enough minutes, right? So you have one representative of every team. So there's an in-team battle to get that one all-star spot, right? Which could drive some motivation during the regular season. It also could create some acrimony or some controversy, right? So you might have a little sizzle, if you will, it's actually not a terrible idea if you're just talking about I don't know if it's a good enough idea to save the All-Star game, but it's not a bad idea in terms of creating a little bit of buzz, interest, a race, intrigue, a little in-house drama. Hey, who's going to be the Celtics All-Star? Is it going to be Jaylen Brown? Is it going to be, what's his name?
Jason Tatum.
I was drawing a blank. Thank you, Amiak. You know, what is it going to be? I don't know. I mean, again, you know, like, just because something worked in another sport doesn't mean it's automatically going to work in the NBA. So that's why I don't ever see the NBA going to a USA versus the world round robin tournament 2 weeks, shut down the league. Again, I could be wrong. Maybe they're desperate enough to try that, but I don't see that. But could they do it one night and try that? Sure, they could do that. Would it be a guaranteed fix? No, I don't think so, because basically what you're trying to say is we're going to have anyone not born in the U.S., so Kyrie Irving, who now wants to play for Team Australia or whatever he wants to do, you know, basically have those guys play against Team USA in a one game playoff, if you will. Maybe have a huge cash prize. I don't know how they would do that. But one night and one night only, because again, you're asking them to play on a team, those that are not on Team USA, you're asking them to play on a team that's not even like, oh, hey, I'm playing for my home country. Well, no, you're really not. You're not really playing for your home country, because you see, what we have to do is we have to have players from Greece and players from France and players from Slovenia and players from Latvia and China and all. So you're not really playing for your country, are you? So again, it doesn't work like it does in the NHL, which was James' point with the tweet, and you know, a good one. And I probably should have thought more about that. Other than I was kind of focused on, I don't see the NBA shutting down for 2 weeks. The NHL can do that because they know that an Olympics type format is arguably their most popular item on their agenda. And it's why they send their players to the Olympics during the season and why they shut down. It's because of that, right? There's a little bit of a difference in the two leagues too. The NHL needs to do more of this. The NBA doesn't necessarily need to do more of the jazz it up regular season, shut down, Olympic style format, that type of thing. And this was a creative new idea, and it was a slam dunk. Are they going to do it every year? That I don't see for the NHL. But this is basically modeled after the Canada Cup, which I sort of grew up on. All right, let's take a timeout. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. We're going to move ahead, and I want to get some thoughts in before we go to Pete Prisco's Top 100 and how it revolves around the Washington Commanders, or how it relates to the Commanders. I wanted to get a couple of minutes in on the Cincinnati Bengals, because they have become the offseason darling here, or the offseason, like team under the radar, all of a sudden for everybody because of how many intriguing situations they have. We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
All right, I'm going to table the Bengals for a couple of minutes here and get to them after 2:30, and then the Commanders and Pete Prisco's top 100 free agents and what that has to do with the Commanders, because it has a lot to do with the Commanders. But I wanted to read you a series of tweets or ex posts or whatever from Matt Jones, who sent me, I don't know, about 8 or 9 of them. I'm just going to try and pick through them as best I can. He said, and I don't know specifically what he's exactly referring to in some of these. So just, you know, basically he's saying, with deals in the $7 to $10 billion a year range, with them alone in capital letters. I don't know what them alone means. Their greed, again, in capital letters, is the reason, and their methods are why they want to make you feel insignificant and even grateful for paying. What is getting way past the point of and will only get worse is way too much sports. You don't have to watch the NBA and MLB or NFL, but if you don't pay for it or your carrier doesn't want their customers to get ripped off, bye-bye TV shows that you do actually watch. Sure, the same thing happens with anchors, actors, but we're talking sports. So he's upset about basically TV coverage, control, financial control, what have you. He says, and then what happens, they start to BS people attempting to make you hate the carriers for negotiating on our behalf because they don't want to pass on these huge price increases. If they don't cave to some degree, what happens? Bye-bye TV. Even if you don't watch these because you don't even have to watch it, you still have to pay for it. Every time they re-up their contract, what happens? Your cable, satellite, streaming services go up every month. Now, listen, here's the bottom line. I can't read all of this, Matt, because you fired me off about 9 or 10 different tweets. But he says, see, Chris, that's where you're wrong. But it's not your fault. It's not your fault at all. That's just what they want you to believe. They have spent years now making us think billions are not that much. Forget about millions. Billions aren't that much, simply. All right, so here's the bottom line. Listen, we should all know that A, there's nothing for free. B, if you want entertainment, you got to pay for it. And that's what these sports leagues have figured out is, oh, wait a second. You don't want to come see our product in person and put your fannies in the seats. You want to sit at home on your comfy recliner and what? We're going to find a way to make you pay for that. In addition to your eyeballs, in addition to your interest and therefore your fake ratings, which is what ratings are. They're fake. They're made up. Okay. They're arbitrarily made up through a random sampling of a minuscule amount of homes, and then everybody just laps it up like a dog. Okay. So we're going to get you one way or the other. And whether that means whether you're coming to us or whether you're choosing to sit at home and to avoid traffic and to do the different things that you, those of you that have decided, I'm just going to stay at home and watch. We're going to make you have this subscription and that subscription. We're going to put exclusive games on Peacock or on Amazon Prime or here or there so that you have to have a subscription because that's the way they can make money directly in addition to their big national television deals with Fox or ESPN or whatever. This is the way we can make money by spreading out the packages so much so that you choosing to stay at home have to invest at least some money in our league, in our product, if you want to watch it. And is it fair? No, of course it's not fair. But it's 2025. I mean, nothing is fair, right? Or for the most part, not much is fair. Almost nothing is fair. I mean, guys, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, I mean, if you think the radio business is fair, of course it's not. If you think your job, your place of employment is fair, of course it's not. I mean, we have executives and CEOs and CFOs making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And they do none of the work. And they often are a train wreck. They often are a train wreck and make terrible decisions that forces the company or companies to fire or lay off people that simply cannot afford it, that are making $40,000, $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year, right? Like the notion that everything is fair or that most things are fair and, you know, it's a supply and demand world, it's not really like that anymore. Maybe at one point it used to be, but it's not like that at this point, at least the way I see it. So, I mean, like, we can get mad at all these little splinter TV deals, right? And I have a bunch of them, guys. I mean, I have Amazon Prime. I have Peacock. I have, I have my cable, which I pay through Verizon. I have, gosh, there's more. I have a lot of subscriptions to like NFL draft and media information. That's not free. Pro Football Focus, Draft Scout, this, that, ESPN. I mean, is that fair? Of course it's not. But life stopped being fair a long time ago. That's just the way it is. We can either choose to participate or we don't choose to participate. You can like it or not like it. You know, basically take it or leave it. And that's how they get you. That's how they screw you. That's how they control you. That's how it is. And, you know, maybe one day things will be fair again. Maybe. Doubt it. Doubt it. But maybe they will be. All right. When we return, we will get into the NFL. Cincinnati Bengals first up, and then into the Commanders and Pete Prisco's Top 100. All to come right here, right now, on the Team 980 after a trending alert right here. All right, so we've been talking about the NBA All-Star Game and as well any possible Olympic-type format. We mentioned Kyrie Irving. Apparently, he wants to play for Team Australia at the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. He was born in Melbourne, Australia. So he says they are in the process of trying to figure out the paperwork in terms of how he can possibly represent his home country. He is 32 years old, and he has represented the U.S. in the past, most specifically at the 2016 Summer Games, helping Team USA win a gold medal. Second part of the NBA season begins tomorrow night. Lakers and the Charlotte Hornets, Wizards in a couple of nights. From Major League Baseball, the Cubs have signed a one-year, $6 million deal with veteran third baseman Justin Turner. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Toronto Blue Jays do not reach a long-term contract extension. Not that one was expected by his self-imposed deadline of last night. And Mets owner Steve Cohen says he's blown through his budget and the excessive spending was, quote, not optimal, but now he wants a winner. And the Mets, of course, came up just short last year in the NLCS, losing to the eventual world champion LA Dodgers. And from the Four Nations Hockey Tournament, again, Team USA and Canada going at it Thursday night for it all. Charlie McAvoy of the Bruins going to miss that game. He has been ruled out by Team USA, and instead they are bringing in Norris Trophy winning defenseman Quinn Hughes to join Team USA. However, again, according to the team rules, he's only eligible to play if there's another injury on Team USA's defense. And that's what's trending. All right, as we make the turn for football here, the Commanders have done something pretty interesting today. In case you don't know, details coming up shortly, because I just found out. So I want to let it marinate just a little bit. Just a little bit. All right. The Cincinnati Bengals are a really interesting team. As everybody knows, and everybody felt terrible for them down the stretch. Oh, you know, they're so fun to watch. Joe Burrow this and Joe Burrow that and Joe Burrow for MVP and Joe Burrow's the best. And, you know, and all of that is true. Joe Burrow's awesome, right? The problem is they started off 0-3. And they lost, and this is why, again, Vegas doesn't know anything. They don't know how these games are going to turn out. They lost to in weeks 1 and 3 to the New England Patriots at home and the Washington Commanders at home as the biggest favorites on the board in the entire week. And they lost both of those games at home, right? Nobody should have felt bad in any way, shape, or form. Nobody. For the Cincinnati Bengals last year. Nobody. Why would they? Don't start off 0-3. Don't lose to such, it's one thing to lose to the Commanders, as we found out. It's another thing to lose to the Patriots week 1 at home. And I know, on any given Sunday, got it. Nobody should feel bad for the Cincinnati Bengals at all. That being said, they are probably, arguably, the most intriguing team this offseason. And here's why. They have T. Higgins, who we found out yesterday. And quite honestly, I'll admit this. I kind of blew this one. For those of you that think I never admit when I make a mistake or whatever you want me to admit to, I didn't think they were going to franchise tag T. Higgins again. They franchise tagged him last year. I did not think they were going to franchise tag him again this year. And I don't think that was the expectation based on what I can tell. Most people thought T. Higgins was just going to be a free agent and it was going to be a matter of could he get somebody to pay him $28, $30, $32 million a year? And I think a lot of people thought, yes, that would happen and that no, he would not be with the Cincinnati Bengals. But apparently, according to James Rapine of Sports Illustrated, and I believe the Locked On Bengals podcast, if James is still doing that, I used to work with him there. He was the first one to say they're planning on putting the non-exclusive franchise tag back on T. Higgins. Now, they don't have to do that until I think March 4th is the deadline. Today at 4 o'clock is when the window starts. Okay? But that's the most immediate thing that they have to do. The other big picture items that are really, 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 really important is also securing Ja'Marr Chase and Trey Hendrickson to long-term deals. Now, both of those guys aren't free agents like T. Higgins is. So the immediate is, hey, man, T. Higgins is a free agent. What the hell are we going to do? So, again, multiple outlets now, but Rapine of Sports Illustrated and I think Locked On Bengals first to report that they planned on using the non-exclusive franchise tag on him. And ESPN's got a quote in their story, which did give credit to that first report, but said, you know, they have a team source that says they believe the Bengals will use the franchise tag on him before the March 4th deadline. Quote, in order to have time to get a deal done, can't let him walk, end quote. So if all of that is true, then T. Higgins is not going to be on the free agent market. I mean, he technically is because you could sign him to a deal and as a franchise free agent, pay the compensation and work out a deal, all of that. So technically, he could still go somewhere. But realistically, I don't know if anybody's paying, you know, two first round picks or a first and a second or a first and a third or whatever it is, plus $30 million a year for T. Higgins, who's awesome, but has been banged up a lot. I think he's missed 10 games in the last 2 years. So it seems likely that T. Higgins, again, is who he played under the franchise tag last year of $21.8 million. And if the franchise tag goes into play this year, and again, he doesn't have to sign that. He could basically not sign it, right? And he's not technically holding out, which, you know, I would certainly do if you're trying to have whatever leverage you have. But he's scheduled to make $26.17 million this year because of the 20% increase in terms of year-over-year franchise tag to franchise tag. Now, Ja'Marr Chase, as we know, awesome, right? Had two big touchdowns against the Commanders in that Week 3 game, 1,708 yards, 17 touchdowns, 127 receptions, right? I mean, listen, Joe Burrow's really, 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 really good. Make no mistake about it. He's had two studs at wide receiver. Okay, I'll be curious to see what Joe Burrow looks like if he only has one stud. You know, I think he'll still be good, but it sure as hell helps when you have two studs. And again, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins was, I think, a top of the second round pick, if memory serves me correct. And Ja'Marr Chase was like number five overall. Okay. So let's just let's just always keep things in perspective, right? So he needs a new long-term deal, right? He's not a free agent until next year. Of course, they have the franchise tag that they could use then. The problem is that you also have Trey Hendrickson, right? He's got back-to-back years of 17 and a half sacks in each year. Led the league last year. Elite pass rushers, as you know, make about what elite wide receivers make, somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, truly elite, $30 million a year, right? So can the Bengals basically pay Joe Burrow what they're paying him, T. Higgins what it's going to require for to keep him long-term, which I don't see how they do this, and also keep Ja'Marr Chase and Trey Hendrickson under long-term top-of-the-market deals, right? I think it's more likely that you keep three of those four, and a lot of people are kind of doubting whether the Brown family is even going to do that because they're notoriously cheap, because they haven't done it yet, because they don't seem to be in a rush. Well, everybody wants everything done yesterday. Right, there is some pace to contract talks, right? If you just immediately go home and sleep with somebody, are you doing it right if you want a long-term relationship? Maybe, kind of depends, but probably not, right? So to me, like, even though I don't think it was super smart for the Dallas Cowboys to hold out on a Dak Prescott deal if they knew they were going to do a Dak Prescott deal at the number that they did the Dak Prescott deal at. I don't know if it was the smartest idea for them to do it the way they did it, but they did it that way, and they did get it done, right? It hasn't worked out so far because of his injury. But the point being is, like, you can either wait and be agonizingly slow like the Cowboys have been and eventually get it done and take criticism along the way. Or you can immediately rush to pay top dollar. And I don't know, maybe you're paying Ja'Marr Chase $35 million a year. And maybe if you would have waited a little bit, maybe he would have taken $33 million a year. And maybe that's not that big of a deal, right? It just kind of depends on your perspective, right? There's lots of different ways to do this. I personally am not of the thought that they are going to only keep Joe Burrow and let Ja'Marr Chase, Trey Hendrickson, and T. Higgins all dangle in the wind. However, what I can see happening is this, right? Hey, man, T. Higgins, sorry to do this to you, Cat, but, you know, we don't have a choice, right? We can't do a $30 million per year deal with you. Still pay Burrow, still pay Ja'Marr, still pay Trey, still field the rest of the team under the hard salary. It just doesn't work that way. But here's what we can do, right? We can tag you. We can buy time. We can hold out hope that the two of us can come together and, I don't know, maybe sign a $25 million per year deal instead of a $30 million per year deal. And we'll figure out a way to make it sweeter for you up front or something. Right? We can figure it out because we now have more time. So I think the Bengals are doing this the right way in terms of not getting in bed immediately with T. And I know they've had him, so it wouldn't be immediate. It's not the same analogy that you're kind of thinking of, but not doing a long-term contract immediately, because what happens is, right, think about it. Remember when the Commanders went into the Daron Payne free agent walk year, they were not going to pay Daron Payne the money they paid him. And then he goes and has 11 and a half sacks and has an all-world year. And then they immediately go and do a deal with him. Right? And how's that worked out? Now, again, that's just one example, but it's a recent example of a team rushing to do a long-term deal with somebody, paying top market dollar, which generally works, right? Because you don't want, the longer you wait, the more deals get done, the higher the price. So again, there is a give and take, a tug and a pull to this. But in T. Higgins' case, I don't think you want to rush right into something long term because of what you still have directly ahead. And to me, I don't know how anybody could think that Ja'Marr Chase and or Trey Hendrickson aren't more important, maybe slightly more important, maybe significantly more important than T. Higgins. All right, so that's the Bengals situation. Coming up next, I want to start diving into the Commanders situation. When it comes to Pete Prisco's top 100, in terms of his free agent list and how many they actually had on there, it's a little bit of a surprising change. Go figure. That next on the T980 and the Odyssey app. All right, everybody, wrapping up hour number two. We still have a full final hour to go here on this Tuesday afternoon. Take you up until 4 o'clock. I don't have enough time to get into the top 100 here in this brief turnaround to the top of the hour, so I will tell you this, what we teased just a couple of moments ago that the Commanders did today. That was pretty interesting, something I had no idea of. They hired Jesse Madden as a offensive analyst, quality control type of dude. And that last name might sound familiar, right? Yes, Jesse Madden, as in John Madden's grandson. Of course, the late John Madden. He'll enter his first season in the NFL after working at the University of Michigan. He was a quarterback in his freshman season before switching to defensive back, and he was a member of the 2024 national champion Michigan Wolverines. So how about that, huh? John Madden's grandson coming aboard, offensive quality control coach, after serving as quarterback and defensive back as a player. So this is his first coaching gig. Interesting. All right, they also made the Brian Schneider hiring official. He's the new special teams, the new assistant special teams coordinator. All right, coming back, top 100 free agents, Pete Prisco. How many Commanders made the list and where did they rank? We'll tell you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.